Yeah, that's true.
He's out sick.
Yeah. I mean, he is our degenerate gambler, so he pretty much lives up to the hype. Like, he's 50-50. That's true. Know, pretty much just like a good gambler is, 50-50.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know who's going to be here, you know? So you just kind of roll the dice with the guy, pun intended.
But listen, we're going to try and give you guys a show.
So I mean, we'll give you a show.
We'll give you a show.
There'll be a show.
Quality not guaranteed.
Guaranteed results, though.
Guaranteed results.
Guaranteed results.
By the end of this hour, a show will have been done. So
yeah.
There's that. But thank you for being here. We appreciate each and every one of you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here.
We haven't even started the show yet. You're starting the show.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Nice little cold open. Yeah. Call it the biz.
He's practicing right now. Getting ready for it right now.
Speaking of practice, talking about practice is made possible by our good friend. You know him, we love him, Patrick Riley, real estate professional with Century 21 Select, specializing in properties in Chico and Butte Meadows. Patrick is dedicated to helping buyers and sellers achieve their real estate goals with kind, quality service. Patrick can be reached at 530-588-6593 or on Facebook. All right.
I got to say, Butte Meadows, odd spot to specialize in. It's a great, beautiful spot. I've just never heard of it being specialized over there.
Someone's got to do it. That's our man, Patrick. Apparently. Okay, he specializes. No one else can.
If you control a market, no matter how big the size, you can make yourself a
pretty penny.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So, makes sense.
Shouts to Patrick Riley. All right, let's get to the show. Appreciate y'all being here. We'll see what happens.
We talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
That's right, we are talking about practice. I'm your co-host, Dro. Alongside me, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isamaki.
Yo, it's good party, people.
We have the Mac Daddy himself. If it's got wheels, he could drive it legally in the state of California. The one, the only, Stepman Brett.
Yeah!
Like I mentioned, Rudy is out, not feeling too well. Some of us really can't rally, I guess.
3 a.m. I was up purging myself, which also got me up to watch the Dodgers and Korea team, South Korea team, because North Korea, their team's too good. We can't play North Korea's team. They're too good. But South Korea team, we took on.
Yeah.
The Dodgers did at 3 o'clock
in
the morning.
At 3 in the morning?
3 in the morning, yeah. Mm. Well, we are in Seoul, South Korea right now, so kind of makes sense. Other side of the world.
Yeah.
And got rid of my purge and was able to enjoy some baseball. And then passed out on my couch. Beautiful.
That's nice.
Woke up, went golfing.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bought some wedges. Game's back, boys.
Wow.
Feel good.
All right. Good to know.
Look at you.
Got some vitamin D.
Yeah.
That's good.
Where'd you golf?
I just skyway. Yeah. Like, no, it was bad. I just went to the driving range. That's really what I just said.
Yeah.
Didn't actually go golfing.
That's so golf.
Went to the driving range and got immediately surrounded by, it looks like, three high schoolers or school, like, school teams came out. And I proceeded to get embarrassed by, like, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to finish this bucket and go.
Yeah, that's the move.
Fair.
Yeah. Guy behind me literally was just, like, striping balls. I'm just like, wow, okay. And he's, like, half my size.
Yeah, but he probably practices.
Yeah, no doubt. But still, he doesn't know that. The rest of the world doesn't know that. I'm just sitting there looking there, you know. And obviously, I don't need to care what the world thinks about, but I know what optics look like.
Yeah.
That optic was fun for most people around me, but not me.
Got it.
All right. But I enjoyed myself. It was still golf.
That's good. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All right. Should we talk a little sports?
I guess.
Or just talk about Derek's golf game?
I mean, shall we? We can digress, man. My swing feels good. I don't know, boys.
I mean, it probably looked like us on the back nine. Wasn't pretty. Wasn't pretty.
I guess, obviously, the hardest thing about golf is just the consistency. Just having to do the same thing over and over again. My hips get tired very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're getting like 90 to 120 swings in, yeah, your body gets real tired after that.
Yeah.
So we are going to continue talking
about it. Yeah, we did. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. I think the world wanted it for a split second. I think we needed it. You needed it more than anything.
Should we move on and talk some sports?
I'm ready to move on.
You want to stay on the golf?
I mean, I enjoy golf, but I'm ready to move on.
Okay.
But the clubs I got, really nice.
Wait, what clubs did you get?
I just got some wedges. Just got to pick some
wedges. Do you even know who they're from?
60 Degree, that was a Cleveland 60 Degree.
Okay,
so,
nice.
You know, I know what I'm looking for in my thing.
Okay.
You know, a Ben Hogan sand wedge.
Okay,
you
so
know.
You're getting some quality ones.
Yeah.
Solid. Did you go pick these up in store?
I just wanted to play it again.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, those old school clubs...
They do the job. If I can't play good with bad clubs, then I'm not going to play good with good clubs, I feel.
You're not wrong. Yeah. That's why I'm staying with my Stratas until I play a little more consistently.
Yeah. You got to earn the good clubs, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No,
if you want to go Pyramid caliber and rifle, you got to hit the first thing with the .22, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
I told myself I need to break 90 before I upgrade my clubs.
Yeah,
that's a fair assessment.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I should have made it 100, but whatever.
I mean, you've already broken 100.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, breaking 100, it feels like, okay, I'm just getting there. But breaking 90 is an actual accomplishment. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it is.
I mean, at that point, you're a scratch or a bogey golfer.
Yeah,
at 90. Like,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm worse than that.
Yeah, same. Now should we talk? Kyrie over the weekend hit the sickest game winner I think I've ever seen in my life. The left-hand floater, push shot, whatever you want to say it was absolutely brilliant. I'm sure everyone's seen it now, right?
We've all
seen it.
Yes.
And I think that's what is so frustrating about the Kyrie experience is he is so incredible at basketball. Where it's frustrating is we rarely get to see him play basketball. This is the longest consecutive game streak that he has played since 2016, and that's at 18 games. And that's what's really frustrating. This guy, I think he has the best finishing package in the history of the NBA, at least since I've been watching it. And he's just nasty, and hopefully he could be a little more consistent. But that game winner was tremendous.
Yeah, no matter what, unfortunately, Kyrie is always going to be, you know, the tag line is always going to include his off-the-court stuff, his out-of-pocket sayings, his beliefs that, whether he believes them or not, that are out there. They're going to stick with him because they are so kind of outlandish to a certain degree, especially because he is such a talent as well.
Is Kyrie the black Aaron Rodgers?
To a certain degree, you could possibly say that.
I could see that, yeah.
Yeah, he does have a championship underneath his belt.
Yeah.
He had all the talent in the system, always kind of faltered, but, you know, always odd.
Yeah.
Smart guy, brilliant man for sure. Not someone who's not smart, but just is someone who's willing to stand on an island. And has no problem being out there.
Yeah.
And again, it also helps the fact that he is such a talent, too, that
he
escalates,
has a platform.
Gives him that more, the higher platform. I mean, kids were, you know, rocking his shoes for a quality period of time.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, he's one of the more popular NBA players. And his shots like the other night remind you of why he's so popular. I mean, he's a lot of fun to watch. Some of his finishes this year, going from right hand to left, back to your right. I mean, just ridiculous stuff. But yeah, the point I was trying to make is he's just, over the last 8 years, he just hasn't been healthy. Or, you know, there's the whole vaccine situation, which was weird, to say the least. But that entire time period was weird for everyone, to say the least. And looking back on it, he might have been right, but we're not going to get into all that right now. I just do think this has been a really fun NBA season, and yet ratings are down. And I was wondering if you boys had any theories behind why ratings are so down in the NBA. I mean, women's college basketball, specifically Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes, are getting much larger numbers on their average game versus an NBA game right now. Do you boys have any theories?
Well, I think one, the story behind Caitlin Clark is much larger than anything the NBA can come up with at this point in time.
Sure.
Especially in our day and age right now, we are trying to put a spotlight on women's sports.
Yeah.
It's nice when a star rises, and that's what Caitlin Clark is doing. But not just Caitlin Clark, there is also, she's not in the on the best team. There are three or four other teams that are probably better than Iowa right now in the women's game, and they're putting out talent, and they don't have a Caitlin Clark. They just have quality teams.
Mm-hmm.
So you're also, and also, shout out to the ladies right there, when you took my advice and bloodbath when you had that South Carolina LSU fight out
that's
there.
That's right.
You're welcome. That's what you needed right there, and that's what you're getting in this game. You're getting some real physical, you're getting legitimate competition in the women's game right now. That's more parity, I guess you could say, is where that's happening. You're having more teams out there that have a chance to win it all, and having that are producing entertaining basketball. And that's ultimately what we're trying to do. And and you can say the NBA, as amazing as these guys are, they're too good, to be honest. Like, all these guys are so good. It's just watching guys hit threes, hit buckets. It's like, okay, fantastic. You can hit a three from 40 feet away. Yes, that's impressive beyond belief. Not many people can do that, and they do that with such regularity that they've numbed us to it. And it's not like the women's game has a certain uneasiness about it that gives it a little more entertainment. While the men's game, the NBA in particular, it's just all these guys are so talented. Every single one of them, all five of those guys can shoot to some degree. And if you don't have a guy out there that can shoot, your team isn't going to survive, and it's going to be lackluster. And that's why the game is just not as entertaining, I feel, in the NBA, just because they're all so good. They all can shoot. Let's go back to some bruising. Let's go back to some, hand-checking out there. We don't have any of that. You get across the half-court line, you can't even touch the guy.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So that's why the NBA is just not as fun. Sure, it's amazing talent pool, but that's too much talent, I feel. They all got too good. Stop shooting, guys. Hit somebody in the face.
Yeah, you have something on this?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me, and I think a lot of fans, is the resting. The resting was the biggest thing, where I'm watching a game, I get off of work, I'm ready to watch a game, and I'm not even paying for the game to go to the game, and I'm not seeing the best players on the floor because they're taking their rest day. And for me, that just kills the game. It's like, I'm here to watch the best players on the floor. And you have two superstars that are just taking the break at the same time. I'm like, I don't want to watch this anymore. It might be a good game. It might be like a barn burner. But at the same time, it's just not entertaining because I'm not seeing the best talent out there. And that's why I don't prefer to go to games anymore, because I'm not paying to maybe see the best players out there. I might see a bunch of bench players just playing the game. I'm not paying for that. I'm paying for the best. I'm paying for superstars.
I will say, this year, with cracking down on that and finding teams for doing that, I think it's gotten better. But yeah, I hear you. What do you guys say about my theory that I don't know if this is really my theory yet, or if it's just a thought I had, but do you think it hurts that we don't have, in this younger generation, a lot of American-born superstars? Most of our superstars now are all foreign-born, whether it's Jokic, Luka, Giannis, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I mean, you name it. Like, a lot of these younger dudes aren't from the U.S. Does that matter, do you think?
I don't think so, because, I mean, they just don't publicize these stars enough, and they are, I feel, the face of the league. They just don't show them enough, whether it's commercials or whether it's talking about them on the media. You just don't hear about them unless you're in that region, I feel.
Well,
like,
we've lost college basketball for the most part. Like, it is still entertaining. Obviously, we have the tournament that's coming up, but the stars don't stay anymore. It's the one and done. So you don't have a chance to really latch on to these guys in college. And then when they make the jump to the NBA, you already have a fan base that's, like, latched on to you, like Carmelo Anthony. We knew that, granted, Carmelo Anthony was still a one-and-done type of person, so maybe not the best example. But either way, you're still not getting a chance to latch on. These guys build up or something. They're all coming up through the AAU system. It's all very kind of niche, for the most part, in the basketball world, in terms of, it doesn't get that widespread popular. Like, AAU games aren't putting out there, and that's where they're going through right now. You don't have the route that we're used to in terms of developing and creating stars that have a widespread fan base, that get that national attention, that, like, make a team that run through a tournament run. Like, we don't have guys that are doing that anymore, really.
Yeah. And I think the best comparison that I was thinking about is international soccer. Is you have a lot of guys that are going through, like, a system that's very regional, but they have a lot of national attention on them, like in these big big markets, kind of like how Barcelona had Messi, but Messi was like highlighted in those areas. AAU, we don't have that type of a highlight like they do in international soccer. I could be wrong on that.
I mean, but I will say they, I don't think they have to be American-born for us to be superstars, because Jokic still is going to have a fan base. Giannis is still an amazing superstar in this country. Embiid still has that. A lot of the foreign guys aren't as attracted to the limelight as I feel as American stars are.
But that's also not what they... You look at a lot of the foreign-borns that were coming in, that's not how their culture is. It's not about me, it's about the team.
That is very true.
So it's not like the Americans are very... me oriented. How can I be the center of attention and not?
As they say, AAU games, you play 5 games and practice 1 day a week. In Europe, you play practice 5 days and play 1 game.
Yeah.
So it's a different aspect in terms of how they take how they view the game.
Well, and at that level of basketball, you're not playing on the same team for years and years and years, right? You're going to a prep school, and then you're playing on your AAU squad, and then you might be playing on another team over here for this tournament. So it's just a lot different, where you don't really build out the, I guess, the continuity with the other dudes and the chemistry with the other dudes on the squad. I don't know. I do find it interesting. Let's stay with college hoops. NCAA tourney, men's tourney starts what? You said playing games are tomorrow?
Playing games start Tuesday and Wednesday, and then the official tournament starts on Thursday and Friday.
Thursday's always a fun day.
I love Thursdays.
Yeah.
Growing up, Thursdays was a fun day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved going to school, and the real ones, the teachers that got it would just turn on the tourney during school. Yeah.
I was always lucky. My school that I went to for elementary middle school was, we stayed home on Thursdays.
Oh, nice.
So it was homeschool essentially. They just gave us homework to do. So
yeah.
I was just able to put that TV on all day long. And it was always easier too when my mom was out for like working or something. So I was like, TV to myself. I'm all alone. Beautiful. And I got actual legitimate basketball games live on my screen right now. Mm-hmm. And I only have an antenna. That's a quality day right there.
That is a good day. You guys got any dark horses, or have y'all paid as much attention to men's college basketball as I have, and you don't really know what's going on?
I am now kind of looking into it. I'm gonna get my bracket filled out. You know, haven't gotten it figured out yet, but I do have my favorites, the ones I've been hearing about. Obviously, UConn is, I believe, the favorite in the tournament to win it right now. Obviously, they have what's his name, Bobby Hurley, is their coach. One of the Hurleys, one of those Hurley brothers.
Is he?
Yes, and they won it last year. So back-to-back champs is a possibility for them.
Did they?
Right?
The UConn won last year?
Didn't they not win last year?
Yeah, they won last year.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm like, wait, they did.
All right, see, there we go. How much do you pay attention to it right now?
I haven't really been paying attention. Joe's
doing a wonderful job on this right
now.
Well,
I remember San Diego State, because we were down at my bachelor party when they hit that game winner.
And I believe they lost. Yeah, San Diego State.
Yeah, San Diego State. It was a 4-5 matchup. San Diego State, UConn. UConn won 76-59.
Yeah.
Well, I need help with my bracket, so...
Well, I mean, you don't. That's the thing about the beauty of the bracket. You never, you just kind of go on a... just throw a dart at the wall.
Yeah, so for me, my big dark horse... I mean, I see this as a big upset, but McNeese over Gonzaga, just the way that they've been playing, and they've got some stars on their team that can shine, and they've been in the top... What was it? They have all the analytics of being the top 20 in defense, or top 25 in defense, and top 40 in offense. So everything that you want in a...
Classic 12-5 upset, huh?
Yep.
And McNeese State's got some good mojo around them as well.
Yes.
In terms of a coach that took a team that lost 23 games last year to winning 31 games the next.
And that's the LSU coach that got fired for paying, or not paying players, but NIL infringements. Infraction. So he came back and went on a 21-1 run when he came back from his 10-game suspension.
There you go.
So
it's pretty
solid run that they're on right now.
I will always do my faith-based picking as well too. So I see any Christian schools out there, they always do get my automatic pick in there.
I think the fun story, though, is Long Beach State's head coach got fired 5 days before they won their conference, and now they're in the March
Madness.
He's
still coaching them.
It was a mutual quote-unquote agreement that at the end of the season, they'd be done, but he hasn't ended it yet. So they're going to keep on going. They're playing against their number 15, playing against number 2, Arizona.
If he makes the Sweet 16, does he stick around?
It would be hard to, at this point, it's hard to like say, why are you firing him? Like,
well, they already did. He said he's not going back.
Well, there you go.
How many times have you taken? Yes, because no one ever has gone back on their word before.
Yeah,
fair enough. That's just, I heard him on the Levitard show today. That's okay. What he said. He was like, would you go back to a girl who left you? I'm like, oh,
yeah,
a lot
man,
of
that
do.
Makes sense.
Yeah, no, I mean, how hot is she?
Yeah, right.
You got some money for me, Long Beach State?
I mean, we're dealing with that question last week, I think.
That's always a question. Yeah. Man.
Were we?
Yeah, there was a fan question.
Maybe.
Relationship that ended. They're coming back around.
Oh, yeah, we have a follow-up from that person.
Good,
actually.
Sweet. Awesome, I always like that.
All right, so that's all we have on the tourney, huh? All right.
Sorry, people. Not your tournament coverage place.
No, but listen, we're going to watch it all weekend. Yeah. We'll have some stuff for you next week. I'm going into a state where sports gambling is legal
nice.
This weekend. So I will be placing a lot of bets
there you go.
On games, on teams I haven't watched. With players I'm unfamiliar with.
That's called being responsible with your money right there, folks.
Yes.
Yeah, you're
that's
right.
That's a fire financial deal type of thing.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw caution to the wind and say, whatever, let's just get some action on all these games.
You're going to get some results coming your way.
That's how you win sure. millions right there.
Yep.
That's how you
well,
win
you
millions.
Have to have millions to win millions, so that's how I'll win hundreds.
Well, you just have to win 14 straight bets of plus 100. You'll be good to go.
You would know off the top of your head, Brad.
I would. I've done the calculations on that. If you take 14 bets and you just keep throwing all your winnings at it, 14 bets away from $1 million. Yeah.
That's it. Just 14 in a row.
14 in a row, but it has to be a like a plus or a minus 100.
I mean, he would know the quickest way to $1 million.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Does it surprise you?
No.
Exactly. Good. As it shouldn't. As it shouldn't with all of our fans.
The understated reasons, right? That I can't say anymore.
No.
Let's talk football, huh?
Yes.
Both NFL and we got some foot and mouth coming up. Justin Fields ends up on the Steelers. That quarterback room for the Steelers went from Kenny Pickett and what's the old boy's name?
Russell Wilson?
No.
Talking about Justin Fields?
No.
Kenny Pickett.
God, what was his backup's name? He was the number one draft pick by
Didn't
Chicago.
I'm pretty sure he left though. No. Mr. Trubisky?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I think he's left. I think he's going to go.
So they have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields now when they had Trubisky and Kenny Pickett last year is what I was trying to say.
Okay, gotcha. All right, yeah.
Oh, my God. I told you it was going to be tough today.
You are, rough right now.
Hey, we're getting there. We got through it. Obviously, upgrading their quarterback room, I thought it was pretty incredible that they only got a 6th-round draft pick for Justin Fields. Kind of makes you question, like, why wouldn't Atlanta go harder at trying to get Justin Fields? But you can also kind of understand that they just want Kirk Cousins is who he is. He's
you know what you're getting with Kirk.
Yeah,
you know what you're getting with Kirk. He's going to be a pocket pass where he'll dump the ball off when he needs to dump off, and he won't take the throw, and you want him to take the throw. Mm-hmm. So that's what Kirk does. He doesn't want you to. He doesn't.
He doesn't deviate.
He's Mr. Consistency.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. But at the same time, he's going to get you into the playoffs with how weak that division is now.
Like, he can get you, he can start a fire on his own, but he's going to get you in a situation where you're never going to have to start a fire. You know? He's always going to be ready for it.
Yeah. He's got the water
point.
Yeah.
Saquon to Philly, staying in the division there. Chase Young didn't even do a whole year with the 49ers and is out. He's going to go get paid in New Orleans, and the Niners signed Josh Dobbs to be their backup. So,
he was pretty good backup when he was a backup for the Vikings.
Yeah, I mean, we saw him coming into the game this year. We get without any practice time with the squad and get a win. A solid backup QB is a good investment. Mm-hmm. So,
always gotta have a good backup.
Yeah.
Yeah,
going from Sam Darnold last year, who I thought was a great quality backup as well. So we'll see. Anything happening with your Carolina Panthers? Have they signed any names?
I mean, we've got some linemen going our way. That's always good. Nothing to splish splash about though.
Sure,
no. So it's just it's doom and gloom. It's not
good.
Well,
you're gonna have to overpay some people for a few years because You know,
yeah.
No one wants to go there when you're a poop team. So,
not to mention our head coach got ousted as masturbating too much with his wife, with a book that came out with his wife. So, I know. So that's always what we got.
That's always interesting.
Yeah, he and his wife wrote a book about the problems and how to keep the marriage going. And the problems was he just couldn't stop, you know, choking the chicken.
Wow. Huh.
So.
Okay.
That's always a problem.
Right? Yeah, I know. That's what I want as my head coach right there. Guy that has no restraint, just goes for it all the time.
Well, that sounds like your owner, too.
I know.
Wild.
The sad part is if he never became the Carolina head coach, it never would have come out of probably into the limelight.
No. Wait, did he write the book or did she write the book?
They both wrote it, quote unquote. But, you know.
I mean,
you got to recover from a relationship.
Good for you for trying to help other men out, but man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then.
Yeah.
Y'all are downhill from here.
Yeah, no.
Y'all are down bad right now. That's tough.
Unlike our coach, who's up all the time.
Okay. Aaron Donald retired, thank God. No longer in the division.
All the quarterbacks are happy about that one.
Yeah, it was fun going back and watching some of the highlights, and when he was running right up the middle at Geno Smith, and Geno Smith just yells, "Oh, my God!"
And there's also a great clip of him in college when he's at Pitt, and he takes there's an option that happens, and he takes both the quarterback and the running back down, and just bear hugs both of them, just takes them down.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. Aaron Donald was a beast.
Undersized.
Like he was like a five, like he was like barely 6 foot. I feel.
Yeah, and just absolute wrecking ball in the NFL for 10 years. So, shouts to the NFL champ. I'm glad that he's no longer going to be terrorizing my quarterbacks. So, you know, hell of a career. I think he was all NFL like 7 or 8 times.
I think he was. I want to say he joined something like where he was with Deion Sanders, where he was 10-time Pro Bowler and he was 10 years,
right.
Something like that. So
it's
all
crazy.
10 years of his career, he was a Pro Bowler. So insane.
Absolute beast.
Yeah.
I forgot about this. Did we talk about the Keenan Allen trade yet?
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. So the fact that they got Keenan Allen for a 4th-round pick.
Who did?
The Bears did for a 4th-round pick, which is awesome. A great steal for the Bears. But at the same time, I'm sitting here as a Packers fan. We couldn't have offered a 3rd-round pick, maybe a 2nd-round pick for him. Like, come on, guys.
Keenan Allen's a quality player.
He's a solid player.
Yeah. Like, only problem is he's kind of old, I feel. I feel like we've heard his name for a long time, and I'm waiting for it to fall off.
Like, I mean, I'll take that extra experience for a 3rd or a 2nd-round pick. Not like we've been using it very well.
Well, Bears are doing a lot of things right now to help their team out.
They really are.
For Justin Fields, they do not care for him at all.
No, but at the same time, I don't think this Caleb Williams pick is going to be much for them. I think you're going to see the same thing as Fields gave you. But
I mean, Justin Fields. Time will tell. I mean, I'm sorry, Caleb Williams is in touch with his feelings. So,
he really
is.
You know,
he's totally fine.
Just
dude knows when to cry.
Falters in
all the time.
Yeah,
yeah.
His 30-some-odd games really showed how well he did in crunch time. So, there was that.
NFL talk, yeah.
All right, yeah. NFL talk much. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You can tell we're all excited to do it. Do you want to say foot and mouth or you want to hit it?
You can do it right now if you want. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I should have been prepared on my end, but here you go.
I mean, you gave me the lob. I just went for it.
Take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth. No!
That is right, y'all. We had ourselves an FA Cup quarterfinal for the ages. Man United took on Liverpool in a classic clash of titans of English football. These two hate each other. This is the derby right here that is many years in the standing. Many years of brutish bullying, absolutely terrorizing each other because of the hatred that is felt amongst these two teams. And they put on a show. They put on a quality show. Liverpool came in to Old Trafford as favorites because Liverpool has been playing fantastic lately. They're playing well. I wouldn't say fantastic, but they've been playing well. They went up against Man City recently, had a good showing, even though they had only came in with a point, but still a quality showing. Man United, on the other hand, a lot to be wanted. This entire season, entire year, past few years, ever since Alexander Ferguson has left. Fergie time is no more, and they've been longing for it ever since. But they got a little bit of magic back in Old Trafford yesterday. No, I'm sorry, not yesterday, Saturday. No, yeah, yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. What can I say? I'm always right, y'all. Never wrong. Yesterday morning. A clash in which ended in a 4-3 Man United victory that went into stoppage time with the winning goal coming in stoppage time of extra time. I'm sorry. Went into extra time. In stoppage time and extra time, Amadou Diallo scored the winning goal to give Man United the 4-3 victory and onward in the FA Cup, in which they will be playing Coventry in the semifinal. Coventry, a team that is having a fantastic run themselves. They took on the Wolves the other day in the 3-2 clash. But again, Liverpool. The chances of the treble are wavering. Can't get a quad anymore. No quads for you. Should have worked on leg day more. In the other semifinal, we have Man City versus Chelsea, as Chelsea did their part in taking down Leicester 4-2. So congratulations to Chelsea. Rudy, again, I take it back. Don't congratulate Chelsea. Suck it, Blues. I hate you. But Man United, the quality of it, though, Amadou Diallo, in his celebration, got himself a sent-off. He got himself a second yellow for taking his shirt off after scoring that goal, giving him a red card, meaning he won't be available for the semifinal. But either way, he got there. Congratulations. And congratulations to Man United on making something happen in this season right now that has been rather lackluster. Hoping, praying to keep it in the top four if possible. But at least you're on in the FA Cup. And if you can win that bad boy, that trophy tastes delicious. That's foot and mouth, y'all.
Love it. Yeah, that was a brutal loss for Liverpool. But what are you going to do? You know,
that's the game right there, man. That is the beautiful game.
It's tough. It's really a close race for the League Cup, huh?
Right now, yes. Obviously, we got three teams with a point separating them.
It's crazy.
Chelsea. I'm sorry, not Chelsea. Why did I say Chelsea? Chelsea on the mind. Ugh.
Arsenal.
Arsenal, Man City, and Liverpool right now. So we're going to have ourselves a photo finish, hopefully, that's going to come down to the dying days. Also, once again, on other news right now, Nottingham Forest experienced a point deduction, so suck it, Nottingham Forest. Welcome to our world of hell. In which got them into dropping them to the bottom three, giving Luton Town a chance to get out of that bottom three, which would be amazing if they're able to stay up. They're playing some fantastic football, Luton Town is. And again, thankfully, haven't had to endure watching Everton play. But I will be watching them live in person next month when they do play Nottingham Forest, so can't wait for that.
Right on.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Let's get into the break. All right. You put me back. Oh, I am on. I'm live.
Cool. Yeah, you said what you needed to say, so right. I brought you back.
Fantastic. Oh, boy. This is Talking About Practice on FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. And we are brought to you by DK Web Design, providing digital marketing services to improve your business's online presentation, including websites, social media management, and search engine optimization. In 2012, owner Danielle Vogel started DK as a way to give back to the community by helping other organizations reach their full potential. Details to help maximize your web presence are available at dkwebdesign.com or 530 809-49-89.
Excuse me. That was unintentional. I kind of forgot that one. Was my mic on?
No, it wasn't okay, on. Wasn't. No, you're fine. You didn't say anything wrong.
All right, I didn't do anything.
No, yeah. You didn't do anything wrong.
I didn't hear anything.
Okay, good.
I'm smart just, with you. I'm smart with you.
It was like right there in the mic, and I was like, oh, that was not good.
No. Yeah, no.
Oh, thank you. Good. Thank you, Brad.
Yeah, no, I tried.
Right there. Yeah, you're good.
These bubble guts, you know? A lot of car bombs, you know? I probably shouldn't say that, but either way.
There were. Yeah.
Delicious.
It was delicious. Yeah, agreed there.
No, those are some of my favorite holiday drinks right there.
It is a tasty one.
Yeah, it is. It is honestly, underrated. Yeah, underrated.
Yeah. I don't know if they are they?
I've heard people talk trash about them. I'm like, they're actually pretty good.
I guess, yeah, no, I have a newfound love for Guinness again, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What brought you back?
Just drinking it up again. That's all it does. Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Apparently,
right?
That's
all I needed with Guinness. It's a little time away.
Yeah. Now I really want to go over to Ireland so it can ruin me. I'm gonna do that as well.
That's what I'm
for
doing.
American Guinness.
Can't wait to tour the Guinness factory.
Yeah, because I've heard once you go over, then you drink it over in Ireland. You can never drink it again in America.
It's always the idea that like Guinness and time don't go hand in hand.
No, they do not.
So having to get shipped over just takes away some of the crispiness of it. Yeah. You know, yeah,
makes sense.
Okay,
that's Guinness talk, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. A little Guinness talk for you on post St. Paddy's Day Monday. Would you like to tell people what's going on in the world?
Jeez. Yeah, I got a story for us we can do.
Okay. In the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
You can barely hear it, but either way, time for the news.
Yeah, will you turn me up over there, sir?
Yeah. Man, he had one good moment followed by another bad one. Okay. Classic Brad. In our journey around the world of the news, we have only one place we can go to, right? Florida, if we want something to really make something stick. And that's who we are right now. In Florida. In particularly Coral Springs, Florida. Where my man Daryl Medlock had himself a night. My man Daryl Medlock was really looking for it, unfortunately, this evening as he decided to showcase his love for local law enforcement by driving to his local police station and blasting out NWA's infamous F the Police.
No.
Yeah. Started calling out cops and wanting to fight them. If you ever want to start a fight, asking to start a fight is a good way to start a fight. And unfortunately, he got into the fight, got himself arrested. But I'm saying, man, when you ask for it, you got it.
Yep.
I'm not the biggest fan of police myself. Don't try to have interactions that I don't have to. I respect the job that they do. It's a tough job no matter what. But if I can avoid my interactions with police, I think we're all the better, right? The less time I see you, I think the happier we all are. Aren't we?
I think that's right.
Right? Don't know why you want to go seek it out. But Daryl, hope you enjoy your time in Broward County Jail right now. And maybe that's what you wanted. Maybe you just wanted a little time to just, you know.
I mean, it's tough out here, you know. You need a little bit of a break, a little bit of a reprieve, but you also don't want to pay for your food.
Three meals in a cot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three hots in a cot. I'm sorry. Yeah. So.
Three hots in a cot. Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Learned something new today.
You're welcome.
A little prison lingo.
Yeah. You know, man, we got it all here.
Because I'm definitely hip with that.
Oh, my God. Don't ever. Just stop. I am hip with that.
He further proved his ability to gain $1 million as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the news, y'all.
Excellent job. Excellent work. Hopefully Aaron can come on and save this show because I'm drowning. Each and every week we bring on our foreign correspondent to class up the show a bit and cover the sports that we didn't pay enough attention to. So with that, we bring on our foreign correspondent. Aaron, hello.
How's it going, guys?
We're here.
Yep, present. We're here. Present is what we can say.
It's great.
Yeah.
Obviously. How are you doing?
You know what? I'm excited to be here, guys.
Somebody is.
Yeah, yeah. You're the only one. We're excited to have you. Let's talk a little Players Championship from this past weekend. Wherever you want to go.
Yeah, I mean, golf, the last few years, I've just really come to love it. And we had the Players Championship this week at TPC Sawgrass in Florida. And Scotty Scheffler goes back-to-back. He's the first player to do it in 50 years. He's pretty impressive. He's definitely number one. He came back from down four going into the final round. That guy just has nerves of steel. There were times when Xander Schauffele, Brian Harman, or Wyndham Clark had a chance to force a playoff, and just none of them could do it.
Yep.
There was a real heartbreaker where Clark had that missed eagle putt. And then he also had he needed a birdie on, was it the 18th? And it just lipped out. It was a real heartbreaker.
Yep, it was. That was brutal.
I mean, absolutely brutal.
And Wyndham Clark was balling on Saturday, and it kind of fell apart yesterday, huh?
Yeah, he missed a lot of the greens. He didn't make a lot of putts. And Shockley was, you know, holding it together through the first, like, 12 holes, you know. Didn't do anything crazy, didn't do anything to lose it, but then he sort of lost his nerve on 14th and 15th. Bogeyed. He had a chance to birdie on that island on the 17th. Him and Wyndham both hit it, I think, within 10 feet. And neither one of them could birdie 17. That 17th hole is a real tough one. It's incredible to watch professional golfers miss the island completely and dump it in the water.
Yeah.
Love to see it, baby.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It makes us all feel better about our golf game.
It does.
Yeah.
It does indeed.
Put me on tour, baby. All right. I will say, though, there is something that really infuriates me because my stupid mind can't comprehend having two similar names on a leaderboard. When I see Scottie Scheffler and Xander Schauffele on the leaderboard together, I get like, what is going on right now?
I
agree. The two of you?
Yeah.
Because, the last few of the letters, just like, I just don't want to look that far. So
that's an astute observation, and I totally agree with it.
Thank you.
I don't like it either. There's too much going on there.
Because I saw like Schauffele up there, then I didn't see him. Then it's like Scheffler got past him. I was like, what is going on? It's too much. Too much for me. Yeah.
Agreed. You got anything else for us on the PGA or the Players Championship, Aaron?
No, but we got the Masters coming up in a couple weeks, and I am pumped.
That's right.
I'm always excited about the Masters.
Yeah, the Masters is a good time.
It's always a good time. Yeah. Also, someone else got almost died. Max Homa almost killed a person. He smoked
He smoked
a little drive that was off in a little rough area, but he hit a tree, but nearly took a person's head off. So,
well, I mean, they're standing right in front of his shot.
I'm pretty sure he did warn them. He was like, "Please don't stand there," but you know, stand there if you might. And
they got a great video of it, but
my sick mind wanted them to get hit. I wanted them to feel the punishment of being stupid and standing in the way of a golfer.
Yeah.
You know? But again, that's my sick mind.
That's true.
Sorry. I think that was everyone's mind at that point.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Should we jump into the questions?
Oh, absolutely.
Save us.
All right, let's do a little bad life advice. We have a follow-up here. Hello, friends at TBP. I wanted to follow up on a previous bad life advice. Last week, I wrote in seeking your advice on whether or not I should see my ex. The group, it came down to a split decision. Half the group saying I should go, half the group saying I shouldn't. I decided to just go ahead and take the chance and do it.
Let's go!
I was looking to either re-engage my ex-girlfriend or get some closure. We met this past weekend for dinner and drinks, and I'm happy to report everything went good so far. We're trying to take it slow and see if there is still connection between us. Thank you all for the advice. Be well. All right.
Love it.
Sorry, Aaron. You're wrong on that one.
Well,
listen, I'm not wrong yet, okay?
That's true.
Tell him to email us in 6 months.
All right, yeah. All right, you hear that, friendo? Email us in 6 months. Let us know how it's going. All right, here we go. This is a little bit of a different one, so I wanted to get to it. Bro is big timing me. What up, TBP? Huge fan, been listening for the last 4.5 years. I'm a physician that rents clinical space and performs surgery in my hometown hospital. my group is running out of clinician space, and that we need, we are running out of clinician space that we need. So we are looking to upgrade our building to a new space, and we are quoted at $8 million. We either need to pay for this building ourselves or wait for the hospital to kick down the cash needed to move to the space we need. Mm-hmm. I have a friend on the board, not a core friend, but core overlapping. We have been in each other's – we haven't been in each other's weddings, but we've been at the same weddings. Got it. Okay. Core overlapping friend here on the board. I had hoped to leverage my relationship with the guy to get this project moving, but thus far – he continues to hit me with corporate classics like, we can circle back on this, and I look forward to continuing this conversation in the near future. Oh, man, I hate corporate mumbo-jumbo. I find great humor to hear corporate nonsense from a guy I once saw chug a bottle of Tapatio at a cantina in Mexico drunk off tequila. I know it's my fault that I'm in this position and perhaps trying to leverage this relationship wasn't the most reliable way to accomplish my goal. Either way, the stonewalling from my buddy is really getting annoying. I decided to come to you all for some advice, as you are some of the premier thought leaders of modern time.
Now he's just sucking up at this point.
I don't think that's what he's doing. Do I play the corporate game with my friend? Do I backdoor this guy and go around him? How can I get this project moving without pissing off my friend? All right. Aaron, do you have anything for our guy here?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if he's not going to help you, then go around him for sure. I'm guessing he's not doing this because he, like, desperately wants to stonewall you. And he potentially might not want to seem like he's playing favorites because, you know, you're a friend of a friend. But if he's not willing to help you, then if you can go around him, definitely go around him.
Yeah.
I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get the job done, and if you guys are getting tight for space and you have a justified reason, go around him if he's not going to help you out and if the board's not going to help you out either.
Yeah,
you try to be direct with him, and if that doesn't work, then go around him, you know, like, you know. But if you just want to, you know, do your thing, make it happen.
I would imagine that perhaps trying to book a lunch with him, because it sounds like you're emailing him about this and he's kind of kicking the can down the road here. I think if you were to be like, yo, can we go grab lunch and catch up, you know, then you can kind of play both sides of the friendship, and then like, hey man, you know, we obviously need a bigger building, you know, can you, because he might not be willing to say a lot of stuff via email, right? I know, like with my job, for example, my boss can access my email if he wants, you know, so he may not want to give too much of this away, where if you can get him one-on-one at a lunch, get his guard down a little bit, maybe you can
get some tequila in him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
Tapatio.
Roll Tapatio. Yeah. All right. I think we're good on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome.
Okay.
Our thoughts are your joy. I don't know when that came from.
Okay.
You're trying too much.
Yeah, we have a couple more, but we're running out of time. I know you still have a North State update.
It'll be quick.
Should we try to squeeze
Let's do one more. I can make mine quick.
All right. Junk boyfriend. Hello, friends of TBP. 30-year-old woman checking in here. No collegiate stats here, but I have an issue. My boyfriend is a drunk. That is a wrong
direct
day to write this in.
Direct.
Straight to the point right there, okay? No dancing around the bush.
Really, really great dude. I'm not going to... This is a lot about how awesome he is. But he definitely has a drinking problem. He drinks most nights when he comes home from work. He's often hungover on the weekends to the point where he gets too hungover to even follow through with some plans that we had. What do I do? Problem is, my boyfriend's also really awesome. The fact that he's drinking 5 to 6 nights out of the work week has me concerned, and it's not just, you know, a wine or two or a beer when he gets home. It's usually several cocktails in as soon as he gets home from work. How do I address this issue with my boyfriend without making him feel like a loser or an alcoholic? Okay, so this one is a little more serious.
Jeez. All right.
Aaron, do you have anything for our friend here?
Yeah, I mean, if he's still waking up and going to work, is it really a problem? And then I absolutely can understand if we have plans and you bail on the plans because you're too hungover, that would also make me really upset. So, you know, I would talk to him about that and just be like, you know, we have plans, and when you bail on these plans, it really pisses me off. So maybe can you just not go so hard? And if he can't even follow through with that, then maybe you do need to have the more serious conversation of, I think this might be a problem. Because alcoholism isn't a problem, right, unless it's like affecting some part of your life, your work, your relationships, and it's affecting your relationship, then it is a problem. But, you know, if you can have a serious talk with him, I think, and be like, please don't get too hungover to go out to this thing on Saturday morning because I really want to do it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's annoying, though, right? Like, to have to tell your significant other, like, constantly checking them. I don't know, man. Like, I kind of am on Aaron's side here. Like, how serious is the issue, right? Like, I think it's always a real fine line of telling someone else that they have a problem. It could just backfire very easy. So... And, you know, like, I don't know what your drinking level is. If he's drinking 5-6 times out of the week, you know, is it 2 cocktails when he gets home? Is it 4? Is it 5? Is it 7? You know, like, I think it's all relative. So it's definitely something you want to be delicate with. Whenever your significant other drinks too much, like I did yesterday, it's not awesome for your partner necessarily, unless they're on the same page with you there. But I think just being conscious of when things are coming up. I don't know if I would lean into, hey, you have a problem, you need to stop drinking. But hey, maybe we can tone it down a little bit. Maybe one cocktail after work. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe we could just dial it back a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say definitely start with the what's affecting you on the weekends is the plans. Like Aaron was saying, it's like if it's not affecting his work and he's able to get up and do his thing, like that, in my opinion, really isn't a problem.
Sounds like your boyfriend's good time.
Yeah. Again, sounds like we got a couple parents and a couple boyfriends that are actually a good time out there that everyone's just hating on.
Yep.
Sounds good. Yeah. There you go.
I think we're good.
Yeah. Well, I think we got a good answer out there. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Aaron, excellent as always. We'll catch up with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
Later.
Deuces.
All right. We need a North State update. I have no idea what's going on in the North State. I do know what happened with the PV women, but that's about our ladies, girls basketball.
Girls, yeah, but we talked about that last week.
That's why I know.
Yeah, that's exactly why you know, because you listen to my segment.
That's right.
He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
Ah, yes, the North State Update. It is basketball season is over right now for Chico State, unfortunately.
Didn't make it too far in the playoffs, but the men did get a win. They did beat Montana State Billings. It was a 3-6 matchup. Chico State being the 6th seed. Took on Montana State Billings and beat them 78-64, but came back and lost to Cal State San Bernardino 73-75 in a close one. You hate to see it, but great end of the season for them, making it to the regionals, getting a win there, and taking it to the wire with Cal State San Bernardino. They end their season 21-9. They were, I believe, the highest rank they had this season was within the top 10, so good for them. They went 15-7 overall in their conference. Just wasn't enough at the end of it all. But hopefully next year we see a little bit more of an improvement and can get a little bit further into the season. On the other end, the women. It was a 4-5 matchup, Montana State Billings being the number 4 seed. Montana State... that was a hard one for them. They lost. Chico State lost 55-86. Yikes. A hard way to end that season, but again, the women had a phenomenal season, going 21-10, 16-6 in conference. Just couldn't get it done in the CCAA tournament, but got a bid to the regionals, and just wasn't able to compete there against Montana State. But hopefully next year we see the women make it back to the regionals, dominate again in conference like they did this year. And just best of luck to those seniors that are graduating this year. So that is it for Chico State basketball this year. As we move on to softball and baseball, softball, a little rough of a start of the season there. 5-14 overall, 5-11 in conference. They split last week against Sonoma State. They had two losses and then came back and won two. This upcoming weekend, they're going to be in the Tournament of Champions in Turlock. They'll be playing Academy of Art, Hawaii Hilo, Simon Fraser, Western Oregon, and Central Washington. Now going to baseball, they had a phenomenal weekend. It was a close one, but they split the weekend with Cal State San Marcos at home. This upcoming weekend, they're going to be heading down to Cal State LA. Game on Friday, doubleheader on Saturday, and a game on Sunday. And that is my North State update. Oh, real quick, they are 13-8 overall and 8-8 in conference right now. So middle of the road, but hopefully we can see them turn it around. So, yeah.
Nice.
That is it. But
all right. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Do you want to do a couple grinds of my gears?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's knock these out. Do you have any, my friend?
I got one.
Okay.
But I'll let Derek go first.
Yeah, if you're ready. Derek?
Yeah. Right.
Excellent.
You know what really grinds my gears?
The DMV.
Yeah.
I hate every bit of it.
Yeah.
It takes forever. It feels like half the people there don't do anything. Like, what are you doing behind those desks? Like, what? Why aren't you just helping people out?
Yeah.
Like, we have to spend more than, like, there's not that many people in there and you're still, like, taking forever. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Also, quick breaking news right now, guys. Blake Snell, Giants.
Oh.
You're kidding.
2 year, $62 million. There you go.
That's cool.
Yeah. Little, you guys put in a little team together.
Yeah.
A little expensive, but, you know, hopefully you can get some
good our money.
Yeah, not our money. You know what? Not our money.
I've come to realize, yeah, why do we care so much about how much money they're spending these guys? It's not mine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not paying.
Especially in baseball, because there's no salary cap.
Yeah.
So you paying some guy X amount doesn't affect what other guy gets paid, right?
I mean,
not wrong.
Not to mention, he won a Cy Young last year.
Yeah.
You know?
Fair.
So,
that's
cool. Two-time Cy Young winner. Both leagues.
Congrats. Still kind of wish we did the Ohtani tax and got that, but
I was kind of hoping that we might sneak in and snag Snell.
Oh.
That would have been, you know.
You guys have got enough players.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, I can understand that. Yeah, 100%. Guys, but, like, still, the longer it went on, the more I was like,
what, do you want to be the Yankees of mid-2000s?
We already are right now. At this point in time,
no, you're not doing anything.
But
either,
I would think about it. We're not. We haven't won it yet.
Yeah. Well, neither are the Yankees, and they're still buying.
Well, the Yankees
players.
when they bought theirs back in the 90s and 2000s. Now, take it back.
They were homegrown.
Their team never did win.
You're talking about the 2009 World Series.
Yeah, like the Jason Giambis of the world never won. All right. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. All right. Back to grinds my gears, please.
I think Jason Giambi did win a World Series, didn't he?
I think he was one of those teams that lost to the Diamondbacks in 2002.
No, 2001.
2002 was the Angels.
And Giants, yep.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right,
yeah. Sorry. Continue.
All right, maybe you can look that one up for us.
Yeah. I can, yeah.
All right.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people on social media post all the things they've done that day with little green check boxes, why do I care about your to-do list? Mm. That does nothing for me. I am here for the laughs, and I am here for the butts. That's why we're here, okay? I do not care that you went to the gym and that you ate a snack and that you went for a walk and that you took your dog on a hike. I don't care. Don't need it. Get it out of my life.
Did your part. Yeah. All right.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When TV, when watching the sports and they keep zooming in on like a player when they're doing a play. It's like, no. Let's keep the wide angle. I want to see the whole thing happen. I want to see the thing develop. Like, if a fight starts breaking out, they instantly zoom in on just that fight when there's so many things that are happening around that fight that can be just as entertaining as that fight. Keep the wide-angle shot going, my guy. Get a better action. Stop trying to zoom in all the time. It infuriates me even more when they're watching soccer games. Like, I can't see what's going on when you zoom in on just one player. Yeah. I don't see where he is on the field anymore. I don't see what's going on around him. And that's just as important as the player itself. It annoys me to none end.
I'm with you.
So real quick, Giambi was on the 2003 playoff team with the Yankees that lost against Florida.
The Marlins. So they never did win, right?
Never did win. Nope.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Their bot team never won. They lost to Florida and they lost to Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Did you have one, Brad?
Yeah, I do.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Housing prices. Mm. It is ridiculous how expensive.